we go. Westy, best game of the year, maybe, for you?
Yeah, it's obviously good to hit the scoreboard and take a few catches. Obviously, yes, personally, still got a little bit of improvement to do, but definitely on the right track, and I think that probably reflects the team a little bit of where we're at. But yeah, looking forward to moving on and up in the next couple of weeks.
Obviously, Paddy was out on the weekend. Did that sort of affect your role much in the structure up forward?
Not really. Obviously, I had a little bit of a role to do in the ruck position to help Lobes out for periods of time, but look, I think definitely our team's better with him in the side, and I think, you know, it takes a little bit to gel, you know, as a whole team and as a forward line group, but I would definitely welcome him back in the team.
So as the game went on, you guys played better and better. So you just really need, you know, that game where everything just comes together to sort of get confidence back.
Oh, look, we still got a lot of things to improve. I think, you know, it was good to get a win the way we did. I think early we really struggled, you know, with our skills and, you know, just using the footy to the best ability. But, you know, our hard work is starting to pay off a little bit. And I thought the guys, you know, worked hard, you know, for the entire second half, and, you know, our offensive stuff started to come back. But I think we're starting to win games off our defensive effort, and that was, yeah, really good on the weekend.
So, West, you touched on Ryder. You feel you're a better side with him in it.
Definitely, yeah.
Hasn't disrupted things too much, because obviously you and Lowe's are in great form. Last year there's been some talk that he might have disrupted the pattern a little bit or something like that, just through the matchups, etc.
Look, I don't think so. You know, he's coming to a new side, a new system, and I think he's been in pretty good form, and, you know, it's just another outlet for us as a team. But look, there's no doubt him going out of the team is, you know, a bad thing. But, you know, we'll definitely welcome him back.
Personally, mate, your own season, you were very good on the weekend. Why have you struggled to impact games like you have been the past few years?
I'm not too sure. I still feel like I'm working harder, probably harder than ever, I think. But, you know, some things just don't go your way sometimes. You just got to work through them. But, you know, it's just the way footy goes sometimes, I suppose. You just got to work through the highs and lows and, you know, hopefully come out better on the good end. So that's just the way it is sometimes.
Also with the team, have you had to identify why you were struggling until the weekend?
It's probably a variety of things, just small, you know, 5% off your best, and that counts in the AFL. You know, it obviously hurts when the whole team's not playing well, and you kind of find yourself, especially playing forward, that it might be a little bit harder, but, you know, that's just the way it goes. You just got to work through them as a whole team and continue to work hard, and things will slowly turn for yourself.
Was there a defining moment on Saturday, first quarter and 5 minutes when Gala kicked those couple of quick ones in the second quarter, looked like there's another loss hitting your way, and sometimes like someone flipped the switch and it all turned.
Yep.
Out there and afterwards, what turned it around for you?
I think we want to become a ruthless team, and I think we haven't been able to achieve that over the last couple of months, and I suppose as you mature as a group, there's a time in games where you just got to put your foot down and not accept, you know, your performance and what you bring to the table. So I think, you know, the quicker you can identify that, I thought we did that on the weekend, and, you know, just put our foot down and, you know, took the game by the scruff of the neck and, you know, and really dug in. So I think that's, you know, where we kind of turned the game, and obviously our defensive things, our defence really held strong for us, and we were able to, you know, put our foot forward coming out of our defence, which, you know, really helps us.
What turned it? Someone say something at quarter time? Was it Cam, or what turned it for you? Because it was quite...
Yeah, obviously we weren't really playing well in the first quarter, and I think you just go back to what you know and what we talked about before the game. I think the quarter time break really probably came at a good time just to regroup and refocus on things where we needed to improve. And I think after that, the guys did really well, and were able to really capitalise on a few inside 50s.
So what did you talk about before the game?
What to be honest, we just go into the game with a set focus, and there's probably times where we weren't living up to those expectations through that the coaches bring, and just identifying them and just working through the process, and just continue to work hard, and those things will come, I think.
And you mentioned the word ruthless.
Yep.
Is that the mindset that you have to use to turn things around for yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I think personally, and just conveying those points throughout the team, just knowing your role and committing to that. I think we haven't committed to that for a whole entire game so far. And that's something we're trying to improve on and continue to work on.
Do you feel you've really unlocked the secret, though, now that, we saw some scintillating football there in the second half. Do you feel like you sort of really know the way that you've got to approach games now?
Oh, look, we've known how to approach games, and things haven't transpired, but we're just about continuing to working hard, and defending hard and knowing our best defence we can play our best offence off of. So look, we still got to work through a lot of things, and I think we're still far from our best, but we probably put a small step forward on the weekend.
What did Ken say after the game? Because obviously it wasn't the start that you were looking for.
Yeah, obviously I think a lot of guys had to, really stick in. I think Boakey on the weekend, probably hit and miss whether he's going to play, and to play a role for us, to lock down Jones, and I think a lot of guys play off that. Take a lot of confidence out of, one of our best players playing that team role. And I think it just snowballed from there, I think. Guys were, tackling hard, and we were just able to work off that as a whole group. And that's just, where we play our best footy.
What's your definition when you use that word ruthless? When you take that to a game, what's your definition of that, of your approach?
I suppose just defending hard, tackling hard, doing the things you need to do, and being able to, let other guys know that some things aren't good enough, and just being honest with yourself, with where you're at and what you can do for the team, and I thought we did that well.
So it was almost a bit of a draw a line in the sand sort of game at the moment. Is that why you sort of approached it in the end?
Oh, look, we're just still continuing to go through the process of what we need to do. We know we need to continue to work hard and do everything we can to get ourselves in the right position. But I think we just need to just continue and go through the process.
Too early to say that you're back?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've still got a lot of improvement to do. It's good to get a win the way we did on the weekend, but we just got a lot of more improvement that we have to do to work through. And we face a big task this weekend against the Bulldogs. They're in some pretty good form, and we just need to continue to chip away with what we need to do.
How good are they? They dominated in the first quarter against the Giants on Saturday and showed again they are a good team.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're a good young team, and they've got a lot of guys who bring a lot of wealth of experience to their their back line and through their midfield. So they're definitely a dangerous team. They've had, as I said, really good form and beaten some really good teams this year. So we'll need to go in, with a lot of confidence and continue, to work hard to where we need to be.
You mentioned the skipper before. How did he pull up
together? Yeah, really well. I think the next week we'll do him well with his side and things like that. But big skipper game on the weekend for us. But he'll, be pretty much 100%, hopefully, for the weekend.
Mate, this one guy's played well all year, Jack Holmes. Is he a bit of an unsung hero for you guys? And how important is he to your team?
Yeah, he's obviously had a great start to the year, and he's a really confidence player, and he's been playing really well for us and taking those marks and locking down, some big key defenders. So, I think the whole back six has been really strong for us and kept us in a lot of games. So, He's in really good form and really holding our back six in good stead.
Does he get the credit outside the club that he perhaps gets inside
the club? Probably not. I think he does a lot of things that guys don't really realise externally, but you know he gets big raps within the club, and I think that's all he really cares about. So,
Brilliant.